Proclamation number 7059 of 8th of March, 1958. Transformation requires soul work. Only you yourselves can bring about the transformation of your being, because it was you yourselves who formed yourselves, because you yourselves shaped your once perfect being into imperfection. I created you perfect, for nothing imperfect can come forth from me. And therefore I also endowed you with free will, but you misused it and therefore also gave away your perfection. What you have lost as a result you must now also try to regain yourselves. For I cannot give you back your former perfection against your will, I can only ever help you to achieve it but leave it up to your will whether you accept this help. Thus the will alone determines whether and when you accomplish your change back. And that is why the transformation of every person's will is his own business, which no being can accomplish on his behalf. Every individual will has to become active and shed all signs of imperfection, and this requires the human being to work on himself. Every human being knows that he has faults and weaknesses, that he is far from being able to be called perfect. Every human being knows that his nature is not divine, that he cannot show many divine signs, that his nature is rather characterized by the anti-divine, that he is not free from qualities which could call his divine origin into question if he knows nothing of his former apostasy. And he has to try to change all these anti-divine qualities. He is to bring everything in himself back into the right order, which once filled him and from which he himself has emerged. He must seek to turn every quality clinging to him into its opposite, as he once did. Then he will unfold all the virtues which will make him a divine being again, and then he will have accomplished the transformation and will return to his original state, which means light and strength and freedom. But how is this transformation possible? Only through love alone. It was love that caused the being to abandon itself and thereby fall. Love alone can help it to ascend again. Love transforms everything wrong again and makes it possible for the being to come close to me again. Love is the characteristic of the divine, and thus the being which fully develops love within itself must also attain its former divine state again. But a life of love requires the human being's will. Love must be kindled in every person's heart, and then the human being will also muster the strength to work on himself and reshape his nature, then he will fight against all faults and weaknesses. Love will change pride into humility, intolerance into patience, hard-heartedness into mercy, contentiousness into love of peace, selfishness into justice, anger into gentleness. Every evil in a human being will have to give way to love, for this is divine and it leads all my creatures back to me again who once voluntarily separated themselves from me. But you once rejected this love, therefore you must now make an effort yourselves again to let it shine upon you, which only requires your will, thus an opening of the heart. For my love has always and constantly been for you, even though you turned away from me and therefore rejected my love. But now it also wants to be reciprocated by you, and therefore you must first be willing to ignite the spark of love within you, which is my gift to every being embodied as a human being on earth. Only then will I be able to nourish the little flame of love with the fire of my eternal love, because then your resistance against me will have been abandoned and you will be ready to take the path back to me. I will always let graces flow to you. I will always help you to ascend, but only your free will let the graces become effective. Only your free will accept my assistance, and thus your free will also have to tackle the work on the soul which is necessary for the transformation of the being. Bear this in mind so that you don't let the short time on earth pass by in an activity of will, for no one can do this work for you, neither a human being nor a being of light, no matter how great their love for you might be. Only loving intercession by people can help you gain strength, but you always have to accept it of your own free will and use it correctly. Therefore you should not walk along so indifferently. You should become and remain aware of your task and help this soul to attain perfection, which you can certainly achieve on earth if only you eagerly let your will become active and thus direct it to me for the time being. Then I will seize you and truly no longer let you fall. Then my strong arm will hold you. For the will turned towards me also means giving up resistance, and then my illumination of love will also have an effect again and be able to kindle love in the human being, and then the human being will also do the work on his soul. He will change again and the return to me will also certainly take place. Amen.